a health reform perspective from one of the architects of the Affordable Care Act. That's the issue in this edition of the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. Practicalbioethics.org. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel joins us. He is the chairman of the Department of Medical Ethics and Health Policy at the University of Pennsylvania, and he spent 2 years crafting healthcare reform with President Barack Obama. Dr. Emanuel, you began the healthcare endeavor in the White House in January of 2009. Now it's almost 4 years later, and a lot has happened since then. Has anything surprised you at all during this process?
Lots and lots of things surprised me. You know, the partisanship, the willingness to not play honestly. I think also the fact that policies which every expert, whether liberal or conservative, agrees are the right policies, still can't get enacted for partisan or just interest group reasons. I think those were the big frustrations.
Now it's being passed and it's being unrolled or rolled out to some degree with still some uncertainty with the elections coming up. And I've been talking to a lot of people as part of this podcast. And one gentleman I talked to was Dr. Joseph Finns in New York, and he's concerned about the impact of the law on people with brain injuries, and wondering and hoping that the law is flexible enough to address some difficult issues as they arise. What would you say about that?
I like Joe. I think he's a terrific doctor and bioethicist. But I do think, it goes to, you know, his area is brain injuries. He says, my group, I'm worried about my group. I think we have to look at the system as a whole. Worrying about everyone's individual group has actually been one of those things that has been problematic for the overall health of the system. We see this with sort of mandates for particular services at the state level, or inability to change something because it might have an adverse event on some group. So I do think there's plenty of flexibility in the law. I think there is plenty of room for thinking. But the most important thing that we try to do in the law, you know, it's not perfect, but I think perfection is not the right standard for political issues, is the fact that we try to have a lot of foster innovation, foster experimentation, because we don't know the right answers to all of these cases, and then have a system of go with the winners and play those which look like they're leading to positive change, which is increase in quality and a decrease in cost. So I'm hoping that that's the right, that part of the bill gets right. On the other hand, look, I mean, it's a challenge. Anytime you write regulations or provide incentives in a system that's as complex as the healthcare system, $2.8 trillion worth of complexity, not everyone, you can't have a win-win across the whole board, and there are going to be some unintended consequences. And I do think that's one of the reasons I frequently say, you know, it can't pass the healthcare bill and think like, you know, we've done that. It is going to take constant adjusting and tinkering and identifying, as Joe points out, areas where we might end up with problems that we didn't anticipate, and being willing to acknowledge those and say, all right, let's figure out the best way to fix it.
There's still some uncertainty about the Affordable Care Act. We're recording this before the elections in November 2012, and elections tend to muddle the issues, to put it kindly. What one thing should people keep in mind as they head to the polls when it comes to health reform?
Oh, I think that the most important issue is, again, whatever you think of Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, it addresses in a systematic way the problems of access and getting coverage for 32 million, the problem of quality of care in the system to elevate the quality, to reduce the errors in hospital infections and the readmissions, to get everyone a electronic health record. It also addresses the issue of cost control, trying a variety of different mechanisms to pay differently, to incentivize keeping people healthy. The alternative, you know, the Republicans ask for or want a repeal and replace. And the problem is the replacement has never been spelled out in any detail. And at best, what you have from Representative Ryan is, what are we going to do with Medicare and Medicaid? And those are hardly replacements that address the issue of access, quality, and cost control. So I think if you don't have, you're not comparing apples to apples here, because on the one hand you have a Affordable Care Act, which has a comprehensive view, and on the other hand there is no comprehensive alternative that's going to address the three problems, and doesn't even address the cost problem, which is the only problem that it purports to address. So I think that's a pretty clear alternative. If they spell out the replace part of repeal and replace, you know, then we might have a coherent, substantive debate.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel is the chairman of the Department of Medical Ethics and Health Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.